Sailing into Glacier Bay National Park has to be one of the highlights of any cruise on Holland America Line to Alaska.
Welcome to Glacier Bay National Park. I'm Elizabeth Harriman.
And I'm Paul Lasley. Join us as we talk to some fascinating people who'll give us, well, a behind-the-scenes look at one of the most special wilderness areas in the world.
We'll talk to rangers and naturalists who work and study in the park, and they'll share with us some remarkable insights into the glaciers as well as the spectacular wildlife, both in the water and on the land, that may make your Holland America cruise into Glacier Bay the experience of a lifetime. So let's begin this journey together.
Perhaps no one knows Glacier Bay better than the people who have lived here for millennia, the Tlingit. I'm Paul Lasley.
And I'm Elizabeth Harriman. Welcome to Glacier Bay National Park in Alaska. You know, the history, one of the most interesting things about Glacier Bay National Park is the history. Not only the recent history, which we'll tell you about a little later, but the ancient history.
That's right. The Tlingit people have been here since, well, certainly the last ice age, and the Tlingit certainly have experienced Glacier Bay in ways that none of us have had the opportunity to do, and their stories are fascinating.
And that's one of the great things about visiting Glacier Bay National Park, is that you can learn not only about the flora and the fauna and the natural wonders, but about the native peoples who have lived here. And Ken Grant is management assistant here at Glacier Bay National Park, and he's also a spokesman for a clan of the Tlingit Nation.
Thank you so much for joining us.
Gunashish. Gunashish. Yahutkitini. Nasidahiahatkitin haani. Achlitkohas ani aya. Achish has. Achtahlitkohas has to ani aya. Zu haani city. Tlechago dahia yahi haiti. Thank you very much for coming to my ancestral homeland. You have come a long ways. This is the land of my mother's grandparents' people, my grandparents' people, and my father's people who have lived here since time immemorial.
Ken, that welcome in Tlingit is very evocative. And I think for many people coming to Glacier Bay, they may not realize that we're going to, for a few minutes here, bring aboard the Tlingit culture through you. Because this area is extremely important to the Tlingit. You've lived here, as you say, from countless generations, but many, many thousands of years. And the memory of the people extend back to before the Little Ice Age and the glaciers that created this valley. Your people lived at the mouth of this valley and fished and hunted and had a rather idyllic life here along the coast of Alaska.
Yes, we've lived here, as I've stated, since time immemorial. We utilized the resources here. But before we get into that, I'd like to talk about this land, this homeland of ours. When you come to Glacier Bay, to the visitor, your eyes are a little different than the Tlingit eyes. When the Tlingit comes in here, he looks around and he sees the beautiful mountains. The mountain to the Tlingit, to the Huna Tlingit in particular, is a tribal house, the big mountain, Mount Fairweather, Tsatlhan in our language, is alive, it's a being. And when you look at all the other mountain range, the Fairweather range, we call it Children of Mount Fairweather. And when you look and see the other, the forest land, the timbered land, the barren lands, you may see the brown bear. And to us, it's not just a brown bear, it's actually another being. It's the crest of the Chukanati clan. It's the crest of the Kagwantan clan. It's the crest of the bear clan, which are not from here, but elsewhere. When we see it, especially myself, when I see it, I thank him. I thank the brown bear for allowing me to see him and for him to show his face to me. And I tell him, thank you, Achtau Kanuku, my protector. Thank you, Achsanehas, my father's brothers, I thank you. Thank you for allowing me to come to your homeland too. We share this homeland. And when I look at the wolf and see the wolf, I see my father's people and his family, and I thank them for allowing me to set foot and to share this land with them. And when I look in the water, when I see the whale, I see my own family out there. I see the crest of my Tachtentan clan, and I see the relatives out there, my brothers and sisters. They're all out there. And when I see the orca, the killer whale, the mighty killer whale, I see Kagwantan out there. I see Daklawedi out there. These are all part of the Tlingit family. And I look in the water, I can see the ripples of the shark people. These are my grandfather's people. These are the Wushkitan people. They are human beings to us. And when I see the jumping of the salmon, we have salmon people out there. The Sockeye people, the Sockeye house, the Coho people that lived with us out on the outer coast. And this is what we see when we look around us. It's all part of our family. And our people, when we see these creatures out there, these creatures miraculously turn into human beings. We sit together, we have tribal houses together, we talk together, we commune with one another, and we share this great land. And when you get to the glacier is a living thing. Our people have a story in which a woman was overcome by the glacier in a house, and it belongs to the Chukanati clan. This belongs to my mother's grandfather's people, who are my grandfathers. This is a very sacred story. But the glacier, there is a spirit in there that belongs to a woman that sacrificed herself when the glacier came down and forced our people out of here. These are very sacred places.
And Ken, what would you like cruise guests to think about as they cruise in Glacier Bay and maybe take with them as a lasting memory?
A lot of our visitors come to Glacier Bay and they look for beauty, and it's all around you. The mountains, the animals, all the living creatures in the waterways, the seal, the whale, the killer whale, These things are very, very beautiful. And when I see it as I travel up bay, when I'm witnessing the mountains and all its creatures, the bear, the wolf, all the creatures that run on this land, the terrestrial creatures. And then you see the whale and the killer whale. You see the sea otters. These things are beautiful. And while I'm witnessing it in my mind's eye and in my mind's ear, this beauty about us, to me, I'm experiencing a very beautiful, silent symphony. It's beautiful music. Despite the ambient sound that you might be surrounded with, airplanes, boats, visitors nearby, but I know as you sit there in your mind's eye, you can enjoy this silent symphony.
That's very eloquent. Ken Grant, thank you so much for being with us. Thank you for joining us in Glacier Bay National Park. This recording is a copyright production of Holland America Line and is made possible through the cooperation of the rangers and scientists who work and study in Glacier Bay National Park.